SBS Radio.
Hello, Pratish.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, has your life changed?
Yes, it has changed.
How has it changed?
It's changed. I'm really happy and excited.
What was the reaction from your schoolmates, your teachers, your music teachers?
So everyone is happy and excited about this news.
Do you have grandparents?
Yes, I have grandparents in Chennai.
What was their reaction when you shared the news with them?
They were really happy and proud of me.
During this journey of yours to break the Guinness record, what was the most challenging thing that you had to face?
I'm thinking.
Because it was so easy for you to do, is it?
No. So the hardest thing about the Guinness was the practicing, because I didn't get it on first go and I had to practice a lot on different mediums for 7 months.
So I just did a small calculation. Your record of about 2,400 beats in a minute means that your frequency would have been at least 40 beats per second.
Yes, I did 40 beats per second.
I can't even blink my eye in a second. It's fascinating as to how, at this small age, you were able to achieve that. So tell me, when you are in a classroom, do you feel like having a go with your hands with a beat, or when you're traveling?
Yes, when I enter a classroom and when I see an instrument, I feel urged to go play it. When I'm traveling also, I just play some music automatically with my limbs.
From an academic perspective, do you have a favorite subject?
Yes, my favorite subject is maths.
I had a suspicion because it's about numbers and beats and all that. So you're putting your maths in practice when you're drumming, right?
Yes, I do. Kind of.
You're learning both Eastern and Western percussions. Are there any difference in the learning process or the techniques that they teach you? Because for one, you're using your bare hands. For the other, you're using something in your hands. How do you find the difference? Is that confusing? Is that complimenting? How do you find it?
No, it's not really confusing at all. So it's...
You're able to adapt easily from one to the other.
Yes.
And who would you say are your inspirations, your heroes, when it comes to music?
My teachers are my inspirations to pass my limits and do even more complex and harder drumming. And they challenge me a lot. Both teachers, they push me to my limits. They help me grow a lot in music.
If anyone is interested in breaking a Guinness record and they don't know how to go about, what would be your advice? Where would they start? How would they go about?
So my advice would be practice, practice, practice. Practice will make you perfect.
And are you thinking of breaking any other records?
No, not yet.
When you do, let us know.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Pratish.
Thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
Sure. I'll have a word with your mother, please. Greetings, Aarti. You were the person behind Pratish winning this Guinness Award. What was the main trigger for you to say he is into drums?
Pratish, he's been into music since I was pregnant. I had the habit of listening to music when I work, and he used to react to particular type of music at that time, but I didn't realize he was into music. After he was born, as a toddler, he used to love all the music toys, the drums, the percussion type of things, the xylophones. And then later on, when he was around 4.5, we wanted to try him on different instruments. Like, I thought, like, maybe he's into music, so let's go and have a trial. And then he tried different instruments and he said, I really love drums. And that's when he got into learning of drums at the age of 5, when he started kindergarten. And then slowly, he had a Western teacher here. From the feedback teachers gave us, then we really got to know he's really into drums. And then we organized the private lessons for him. And then he progressed very quickly. And at some point, his hunger for music grew even more. That's when we brought different teachers for him. Now he's learning Indian percussion as well. He has a Western teacher here and another teacher where he learns the Indian percussion. He has two teachers. They are from Chennai.
So he's learning that remotely, is it?
Yes.
Are you interested in music?
No, both me and my husband, we don't have any background of music and we have never learned music. So we feel that has given us a hard time finding out like the real capability our son had, and we are facing a lot of issues. It's been challenging to support him.
Now you have another child, a daughter. Is she into music as well?
Yes, her name is Shreya and she is 6 years old and she has already completed her initial Trinity grading with her keyboard and she is learning the Indian classical Carnatic music as well.
What dream or passion do you have for your children?
Well, my dream as a mom, I would say like whatever they aspire to become, like I really wanted to give support and I really want to see them achieve and excel in that area, what they really love.
In whatever field they choose.
Yes, we focus on exploring their passion and love and giving our support to extend that. So we really want them to choose something they really love.
How has your son Pratish breaking this Guinness record changed your life?
The word Guinness, I've just seen that only in the books. Like, I don't know personally anyone. Like, it is something like a big deal. And I still, like, can't believe that it has happened to my son and he has achieved it. And I'm really, like, short of words to even express. Like, it was the biggest joy in my life.
Are you planning on him breaking any other Guinness records? Or your other child, Ashreya, aiming for a Guinness record?
Well, to be honest, with this Guinness record, we didn't plan anything. It just happened as Pratish learned and showed his interest and hard work. Then we thought of doing this and we achieved it. So it's going to be the same thing with Shreya as well. Like she is already getting inspired by her brother and she is bringing her ideas on Guinness. So if she comes up with a good idea with her keyboard or music, we would definitely support her in that journey and make her achieve it.
As a parent, if anyone who is reading this would like to get their children involved to break a record or something, what advice would you give?
Guinness, it's really a big thing. So anyone who wants to achieve, it involves hard work and the passion and interest from the child is like really important. From the parents, like they really need the support and the patience.
Thank you, Aarti. Let's have a word with your husband, Rajesh Kumar.
Hey mate, this is Rajesh. How are you?
Great. How are you, Rajesh?
I'm very good. It's nice to talk to you.
Rajesh, your wife mentioned that neither she or you have had any formal training in music, but you have identified your son to have developed that skills and interest at very early stage. As a father, what made you say that he should go for this Guinness record?
I've been observing the interest Pratish is having towards music and personally witnessing hard work that he puts in, be it a practice or be it recording a song for his channel or even going to the classes and stuff like the enthusiasm he always gets when we talk about music. I've been personally witnessing that. So that backs up the trust and belief that Aarti had Pratish's skills and the passion that he has developed over the years. It just made me to also support it, like, you know, not to think otherwise, because we felt end of the day, the way we kind of plan our things for the kids is we are never shy of trying anything and we always motivate our kids to try. And when they come up with our idea of attempting a Guinness, you know, there's nothing wrong about giving it a shot. And I was sure that the amount of dedication that Pratish would show towards anything in music, he would come out in flying colors. And obviously that had happened at the end as well.
I asked Aarti for any advice for anyone who may be interested in putting their children through breaking another Guinness record of any kind. As a father, did you have to spend a lot of funds other than time in getting Guinness to recognize your son's talents?
So from a funding point of view, obviously Guinness has their own process that you need to go through and you need to pay up for each application stages. They do have a quite sophisticated process to go through. From a funding point of view, there's a fair bit of spend that we need to do to support it. But I wouldn't say that it is very hard to manage or something. It's something I would say for the recognition that you get when you be successful in going through this journey, this is absolutely worth it.
So you would say it's worth it?
Absolutely. It is worth to go through the process and also any sort of investment that we need to make to support in taking up this process, right? So that's absolutely worth it. And my only advice would be is rather looking it up from a funding point of view. It is just more what we need to invest to support the child's journey in whatever field or whatever attempt they wanted to pursue. It is just an investment you make to support their learning or growth. That's how I see it. And that would be probably my advice as well.
Thank you, Rajesh Kumar.
Yeah. Thanks, Sanjay. Thank
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.